Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple road, railways and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal. Prime Minister addresses rally at historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, accuses ruling TMC government of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base. Centre assures availability of sufficient diesel and petrol in the country, asks citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders. Two Indian vessels carrying over 92,000 metric tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz, expected to reach Gujarat ports early next week. US launches major strike on Iran's strategic Kharg Island as West Asia conflict enters third week. India finishes with 208 medals, including 75 gold, at World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. And four Indian boxers reach finals of World Futures Cup in Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple road, railway and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said these projects will give a new momentum to development in West Bengal and eastern India.
सड़क, रेलवे और पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इनसे जुड़ी 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट पश्चिम बंगाल और पूर्वी भारत को नई रफ्तार देंगे। इनसे व्यापार और उद्योग को बढ़ावा मिलेगा। खड़गपुर मोरेग्राम एक्सप्रेसवे के पूरा होने से पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक हिस्सों में आर्थिक गतिविधियां तेज होगी। दुबराजपुर बाईपास, कंसावती, शिलावती नदियों पर बनने वाले बड़े पुल, इनसे कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होगी।
The Prime Minister highlighted the central government's efforts to rapidly expand West Bengal's railway infrastructure as well.
आज देश में रेलवे को आधुनिक बनाने का तेज अभियान चल रहा है। हमारा ये संकल्प है कि पश्चिम बंगाल इस अभियान में पीछे न रहे। इसलिए केंद्र सरकार पश्चिम बंगाल के रेलवे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का भी तेज विस्तार करने के लिए प्रयास कर रही। आज कामाख्या गुड़ी, अनारा, तुमलुक, हल्दिया, बराभूम और सिवड़ी, इन छह स्टेशनों का अमृत स्टेशन के तौर पर उद्घाटन हुआ है।
The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for several shipping and port-related projects. He said the initiative will accelerate cargo operations, enhance the port's capacity and create new facilities to facilitate trade.
Haldia Dock Complex is machinikaran ho raha hai. इससे कार्गो ऑपरेशन और तेज होगा, बंदरगाह की क्षमता बढ़ेगी और व्यापार के लिए नई सुविधाएं तैयार होगी। कोलकाता डॉक सिस्टम में बास्कुल ब्रिज का रिनोवेशन भी किया जा रहा है। इन सभी परियोजनाओं से पूर्वी भारत का लॉजिस्टिक सिस्टम और मजबूत होगा।
Later addressing the Parivartan Sankalp rally at the historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, Prime Minister Modi characterized the upcoming assembly elections as a battle to protect the existence and soul of Bengal. Launching a sharp attack on Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Prime Minister Modi condemned her recent remarks regarding communal dynamics as unconstitutional and deplorable. The Prime Minister also accused the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base.
हमारे बंगाल ने आजादी के बाद विभाजन सहा, विभाजन की आग देखी, मजहबी दंगे देखे, बाद के दशकों में अस्थिरता देखी, घुसपैठ का दौर देखा, रक्तपात सहा, इस सब की सबसे बड़ी भुक्तभोगी अगर कोई थी तो बंगाल की माताएं, बहनें, बेटियां, बंगाल की महिलाएं थी।
The Prime Minister alleged that the state government attempted to sabotage the rally by closing bridges and blocking vehicles to prevent BJP supporters from reaching the venue. Mr. Modi accused the TMC of blocking welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat and PM Kisan for political reasons. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the people of Punjab are fed up of corruption and misgovernance of the Aam Aadmi Party government in the state. He also blamed the AAP government for rising crime, drugs, conversions, corruption and the present situation of farmers in the state. He said this while addressing a Badlav rally in Moga's Kili Chahla village.
A double-engine government of the Bharatiya Janata Party is needed to make Punjab drug-free. Today, Punjab is suffering from drugs, religious conversions, corruption and the terror of gangsters. Give the Bharatiya Janata Party one chance and we will bring change in Punjab.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely early this morning. Special Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi this evening. He said these vessels carrying 92,700 metric tons of LPG are expected to reach Gujarat ports early next week.
INS Shivalik and INS Nanda Devi are Indian flag vessels carrying LPG. Early this morning, they safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are now heading towards India. They are carrying around 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Their arrival ports will be Mundra Port and Kandla Port, with expected arrival dates of 16 March and 17 March.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
LPG supply ke bare mein.
Regarding the LPG supply, I would like to say that no dryout has been reported so far. However, panic booking is still very high. Yesterday, we informed you that the number of bookings was around 75 to 76 lakh, but now that number has increased to almost 88 lakh.
The Joint Secretary informed that commercial cylinders have been kept at the disposal of state governments and the distribution of commercial cylinders in 29 states and union territories has begun.
Last delivery say
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
Additional Secretary Gulf in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, informed that 1,72,000 Indian nationals have returned home from the West Asia region since the 28th of last month. He added that air connectivity is steadily improving with addition of more flights to different airports in the country.
Flights have been operating from Oman, Saudi Arabia, UAE and Qatar. For Indians in Bahrain, Kuwait and Iraq, from where direct flights are not operating, we are assisting the Indian nationals in terms of visa extensions, transit visas for onward journey to India via Saudi Arabia.
Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, C. Senthil Rajan, urged people to be cautious of fake news that is being peddled on social media. Speaking at the briefing, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict continues to escalate with missile and drone attacks intensifying across the Gulf region as the U.S.-Israel war with Iran entered the third week. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on Iran's strategic Kharg Island, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. Iranian officials, however, said oil exports and energy operations from Kharg Island continue uninterrupted. Following the attack, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps warned the United Arab Emirates, UAE, that U.S. facilities in its territory could be considered legitimate targets and asked the people in the to immediately evacuate those areas. The UAE said its air defense systems intercepted 9 ballistic missiles and 33 drones launched from Iran today. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The United Arab Emirates remained on heightened security alert after Iran issued warning to residents to avoid areas near ports, docks and locations linked to United States military activity. The warning was issued by Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, which said such locations could be considered legitimate targets in response to ongoing U.S. military operations. Authorities in the UAE have not reported any immediate attack following the statement, but air defense systems remain active as precaution across the parts of the country. Meanwhile, debris from a recent aerial interception struck the facade of a building in Dubai, causing limited damage but no injuries after that particular incident. Officials say that the country continues to maintain a high level of defense readiness as tensions remain elevated across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has warned that the war with Tehran is entering a decisive phase that will continue as long as necessary. The Indian Embassy in Doha today issued an advisory for Indian nationals who wish to travel from Qatar via the Abu Samra Qatar or Salwa Saudi Arabia land border to India. In a social media post, the embassy shared guidelines to ensure smooth transit for travelers. India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, "This is yet another act of aggression by the Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan." The government has revoked with immediate effect the detention of Sonam Wangchuk, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said Sonam Wangchuk was detained in the backdrop of the serious law and order situation that arose in the town of Leh last year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm and gusty winds over Chandigarh, Haryana, East Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand tomorrow. It has issued a yellow alert for thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds has been issued for the national capital tomorrow. On to sports, India finished on top of the medal standings at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix, securing a remarkable 208 medals as the three-day competition concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The host nation won 75 gold, 69 silver and 64 bronze medals. Russia finished second with 35 medals, while Bosnia and Herzegovina were placed third with 3. 4 Indian youth boxers advanced to the finals of the World Boxing Futures Cup in Bangkok today after winning their semi-final bouts. In women's 51kg, Chandrika defeated Morocco's Rehab Hamdoun by referee-stopped contest, while in women's 48kg, Gunjan beat North Korea's Yoo Hyung Kim 5-0 by unanimous decision. In women's 54kg, Joyshree Devi stopped Mexico's Sofia Ramirez in the first round, and in the men's 50kg category, Ambikar Mitei scored a 5-0 victory over Uzbekistan's Abdugani Yorkinjanov. In women's hockey, the final of the FIH World Cup qualifiers match between India and England is underway in Hyderabad. At the end of the second quarter, England was leading 2-0. Both teams have remained unbeaten on their way to the final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple road, railways and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal. Prime Minister addresses rally at historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, accuses ruling TMC government of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base. Centre assures availability of sufficient diesel and petrol in the country, asks citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders. Two Indian vessels carrying over 92,000 metric tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz, expected to reach Gujarat ports early next week. U.S. launches major strike on Iran's strategic Kharg Island as West Asia conflict enters third week. India finishes with 208 medals, including 75 gold, at World Para Athletics Grand Prix. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.